When Jesus went around calling God his father, well, that really threw the cat amongst the pigeons. The religious leaders called it a heresy. And still today, this idea of God being a father can jar with us because not everyone has fantastic memories of their dad. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again as we take another look at the incredible father heart of God from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about Christianity Works' free daily devotional called Fresh. It's all about helping you see the power of God's Word unleashed in your life. We're chatting this week on the program about the incredible father heart of God. Jesus talked about God as being his father. That was a new and a radical thing to say. In fact, the religious leaders thought it was sacrilegious. And not only did he refer to God as father, but he taught us to call him that too. He was praying in a certain place, and after he'd finished, one of his disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." And Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name.'" And here's the thing. The word Jesus most commonly used for father was Abba, which means dad. There's a familiarity, a warmth, a closeness. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I never called my father father. That would have been kind of weird. Neither did I call him by his first name. That would have been disrespectful. Now, I called him Papa, since I grew up in a German-speaking household, or Dad. It's what a child calls their father. It's respectful, but it reflects the closeness of the bond between father and child. And so Jesus is going around referring to the God of heaven as Abba, Dad. Can you imagine what people thought? Who is this guy? What's he on about? How dare he refer to God as Dad? But my hunch is that Jesus wasn't out there just to offend people. He was out there to teach them something, that God is their dad. What was your dad like when you were growing up? See, here's the problem we have in trying to understand God as our father, our dad. I had a good dad. He wasn't perfect. No dad is. My dad emigrated to Australia after World War II. He'd fought in the Wehrmacht in the German army, both on the Russian fronts and against the partisans in Yugoslavia. He didn't talk so much about that, but it was a tough, brutal time. His sister, my auntie, tells of the times when they didn't have enough food to eat during the war and of the bombs falling and all the horrible things of war. He came to Australia with his emigrant family at a time when Australians were still licking their wounds over a war against Japan and Germany in the main. Japanese and Germans weren't the flavour of the month in this country during the post-war era. He came to a place which was a million miles away from the Europe he'd grown up in. Not a 24-hour plane trip like it is today. A month and a bit on a ship back then. He landed with a few shillings in his pocket, barely able to speak the language. And despite the fact that he was a qualified engineer, this country didn't accept his qualifications. So he headed off into hot, humid outback Queensland to work on a road gang. So when my sister and I were born in the late 50s, both he and my mother wanted a much better world for us than the world in which they'd grown up in. They worked incredibly hard and taught us to do the same, to achieve better than a war-torn Europe had to offer all those years before. Was my dad perfect? Well, you don't know that when you're growing up. You haven't got any experience against which to measure your parents. Your family is what it is. There are ups and there are downs. There are conflicts as you grow up. Being part of a family invariably is a mixed bag, isn't it? It's not until we grow up ourselves that we can really look back and assess how well our parents did. Was my dad perfect? Looking back on it, no. Of course he wasn't. But he did his best. There were times when there was conflict. There were times when there was fun. Some people, though, they look back on a harsh father or an unfair father or an abusive father or an alcoholic father or a father who beat their mother or a father who beat them. Some people are really going to struggle with this notion of fatherhood and God. God the Father can send a shudder down some people's spines because of what they remember of their fathers. The flip side of that coin, I remember a class that I taught at a Bible college. We were talking about this very thing, the father heart of God, and one of the young men in the class stood up and said, "I had the most amazing dad, just amazing. He's my best friend, and when I hear you and other people talking about God the Father, it just makes my heart sing because I know exactly what he's like." My hunch is that the people who can say that are by far in the minority, by far. Most people look back and see their dads as imperfect men who tried their best. Some sadly look back on years of terrible abuse. And so to understand God as their father kind of, well, it loses a bit of its impact. And we try to imagine, man, what's this father like? Is he like my dad? My dad was just an ordinary man, imperfect. What's the big deal about Jesus calling God dad? Have a listen, though, to what Jesus said about his Father in heaven. John chapter 14, beginning at verse 7. Jesus said, "If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and you've seen him." In other words, you want to know what my dad's like? You want to know what God the Father is like? Jesus said, "Look at me. He is exactly like me." And so it's in the love and the tenderness and the strength and the wisdom and the commitment and the power and the passion that we see in this Jesus that we discover what our Father in heaven is really like. What do you want your father to be like? Who is the perfect father to you? Someone who's strong, someone who'll protect you and guide you and set boundaries for you and within all that, love you. Someone who's slow to anger. Someone who'll stand by you no matter what. Someone who's honest and decent. That's what we want a father to be, isn't it? And that's exactly what we discover in Jesus. A God who loves us so much. He's not afraid to set us straight and deal with the issues and confront our wrongdoing. But at the same time, a God, a father who loves us and gives us space and room to make mistakes. And then he'll take us back and teach us all with the end game in mind, all with the heart, the desire to give us a fantastic life, an eternal life. I'm a dad too, and like my father before me, I'm not perfect either. But if there's one thing I want for my children as they've grown up, it's a fantastic life. I want them to grow up strong and mature and loving and kind and equipped to live out the life that God has planned for them. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says this, "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." My friend, whatever your father was to you, whatever he wasn't to you, God the Father is the perfect father. He is everything we would ever want in a dad, and he looks on us with love, a love that words simply can't describe. When we put our trust in Jesus, his son, we become his children. We get to call him dad. And he has a plan, an inheritance, an amazing, wondrous future planned for you and me. Romans chapter 8. "For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption." When we cry, "Abba, Father," it is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. God is our dad, the perfect dad. He's our dad, he's your dad, he's my dad, and his great and mighty Father's heart beats for you and it beats for me. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.